Why confidence? Why did you pick confidence as a piece of life transitions that we should think about?
Basically, as I did a lot of the research over the last, 30, 40 years of my life, what always came back in the common core was this notion of confidence and self-esteem and self-image. As I developed my work, The Empowerment Principles, I chose to use the word confident and underconfident as the way to define how we view ourselves in different situations in life.
And you said that that was common for any major transition in life, no matter what age, that there was something about the shaking of our confidence that happens during big transitions.
Yes, absolutely. And it came about when I had made a transition myself in my life. I became divorced, became a 24/7 mom, and within the year I decided to homeschool my three children. And so the challenges that I ran into with being at home under one roof with all four of us at one time, some of the issues and the challenges I was seeing were not common prior to bringing them home, in a homeschooling environment. So at that point then is when I kind of developed my work, and it did all come down to the confidence. When I saw one of my children or myself being pretty self-assured, knowing what we're doing, feeling good about what we were doing, things just kind of rolled along very happily. But when something was starting to, alter that sense of confidence, then bad behavior started to come out, reluctance to doing things, procrastination, arguing. So that's where I, like I said, kind of really hit it, that it deals with the confidence level.